Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulative therapy and clinical benefit for acute low back pain. And finally, a story about cytokines in tendon disease. For Health Beat on a snowy day, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 618, recorded January 5th. 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Acute low back pain is common, and spinal manipulative therapy, SMT, is a treatment option. Randomized clinical trials, RCTs, and meta-analyses have reported different conclusions about the effectiveness of SMT. In a recent systematic review published in JAMA, a meta-analysis of 26 randomized clinical trials, spinal manipulative therapy was associated with statistically significant benefits in both pain and function of, on average, modest magnitude at up to 6 weeks. Minor transient adverse effects such as increased pain, muscle stiffness, and headache were reported in more than half of patients in the large case series. Among patients with acute low back pain, SMT was associated with modest improvements in pain and function and with transient minor musculoskeletal harms. The study's goal was to systematically review studies of the effectiveness and harms of SMT for acute low back pain, referring to less than 6 weeks of acute low back pain. The study concluded that among patients with acute low back pain, spinal manipulative therapy was associated with modest improvements in pain and function at up to 6 weeks with transient minor musculoskeletal harms. However, heterogeneity in study results was large. So to our show notes for links. Emerging evidence indicates that tendon disease is an active process with inflammation that is critical to disease onset and progression. However, the key cytokines responsible for driving and sustaining inflammation have not been identified. The authors of a recent study published in the journal Bone and Joint Research perform a systematic review of the literature using Medline in March 2017. Studies reporting the expression of interleukins, ILs, tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-A, and interferon gamma in diseased human tendon tissues and animal models of tendon injury or exercise in comparison with healthy control tissues were included. The study concluded that this review highlights the roles of IL-1 beta, IL-6, IL-10, and TNF-A in the development of tendon disease during tendon healing and in response to exercise. However, there is evidence accumulating that suggests that other cytokines are also contributing to tendon inflammatory processes. Further work with hypothesis-free methods is warranted in order to identify the key cytokines with subsequent mechanistic and interaction studies to elucidate their roles in tendon disease development. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Clarity is the key to effective leadership. What are your goals? For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.